Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Julie Eberle is here, ladies and gentlemen. Julie is a new friend. She's the president of Lemonade Day. And you know about this organization. You know about this activity. We talked about it about a year ago. One of our Brain Trust members thought it was so cool that he joined us to tell us about it. It's been going on for a few years now, but it's been under the radar, I think, way too much. And we're going to do our best to give it some airtime and to let you guys know about it. Maybe the word will spread around a little bit. Julie Eberle, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for letting me join you this morning.
I'm glad you're here. Congratulations on the great work you guys are doing. Congratulations on taking over the national responsibility for this whole thing. You didn't found Lemonade Day. Was it Michael Holthaus? Is that how you say
it
his name?
It was.
But you are the
philanthropist Michael Holthaus who founded it.
Now, but you are the national president. You did take over the national president's job. And so I have to ask you, Julie, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
You know, it's a little bit of a crazy thing, and I live in airports a little bit more than I live at home, but, you know, I get to have these conversations with cities across the country, and there is nothing more exciting than that.
Tell us what, you know, in my day, I've got a lot of gray hair, Julie. In my day, lemonade stands were no big deal. Every other corner, some enterprising young kid went out like I did when I was a kid. One of the things I did, one of the legal things that I did when I was a kid, so lemonade stands popped up all the time. It's a little bit different in this environment, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. I think the other thing is, you know, when you and I were kids and we set it up, we were happy with that $5 at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
We sold it for a dime. We didn't understand even our our cost or what that word meant. And so we're flipping things around a bit.
Right. No, that's exactly right. So, all right. So tell us what the purpose, why the Lemonade Day thing that you guys are doing. How is this different? What are the motivations and what are your goals?
You know, our goal is 1 million kids learning about entrepreneurship in a fun way, in a hands-on way, where they go through 14 steps, starting with setting a goal. They create a business plan. They work that plan. They run their business on what we call Lemonade Day. And with those proceeds, with their profits, we ask them to do three things: to spend a little, save a little, share a little.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that, you know, because it's such a fun and powerful experience, that this is going to be transformational. This is going to be our future business leaders, and they're going to have learned these lessons in such a hands-on way.
Well, you know, kids are, I believe children are predisposed to think entrepreneurially. I mean, I think
I think there's a lot to be said about that.
Seriously, if you turn a little kid onto something, you explain to them how something works, like what you're talking about, they get into that a little bit. I mean, I've seen this happen. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, anytime I had a chance to earn some money or something like that, I liked it. I got involved. I mean, I used to do a lot of stuff like that, and nobody said, hey, you should go do this. It's good for you.
Well, and you had that experience. In fact, I understand, Jim, that you actually had a lemonade stand as your first job. Is that true?
I had a lemonade stand. I shined shoes. I sold vegetables. I even sold needles door to door. My parents still haven't forgiven me for that, because it was my mother's needles. But that's another story. But I did buy some lemonade recently from some young ladies, some little girls in my neighborhood, and they were so excited about what they were doing. They came up to me and they told me the whole story, what they were going to do with the money and all that kind of thing. And so I gave them a $20 bill for the lemonade, And wow. They got real excited because they thought I was going to give them the $20 for this lemonade.
They didn't understand. You were expecting.
They needed to give me. Apparently, nobody else had given them anything like that. So I was going to have a little fun with it. I gave them the 20, and I said, all four of them got real excited, and I said, and then their mother said, no, you need to give him his change. Well, then their scales fell. You know, they got really down about that. So they counted the money back, you know, very grudgingly, and so then I said, okay, now. That was for the lemonade. I paid you a dollar for the lemonade. Here's the rest of it to go. I'm donating to your cause. And so I made sure that they knew that there was a difference. The lemonade had a value and the other thing had a value.
Nice. And well, customer service comes into play.
Yeah. They learned about making change. They learned about what the value of their product was. They learned that I valued their cause, this charity that they were going to go towards, and that had value, that they were two separate products.
Very nice.
So
I'm glad you asked them questions, too, because I think that's one of the things, you know, to be able to engage in them. You know, what's your cost per glass? What are you doing with these proceeds? I think those are conversations that we need to stop and ask kids so that they can think about those things,
right.
So they can share those information with us.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit more in the next segment. Before we go any further, how many Lemonade Day? Now, this is a national movement, right? I mean, you're trying to organize this all over the country.
Absolutely. There's going to be over 40 cities participating in Lemonade Day this year.
Right.
And over 200,000 kids. And we've got an aggressive goal of 1 million kids next year.
Wow.
And imagine what that would look like for, you know, ultimately the economic recovery of our country. As
right.
1 million kids are learning about entrepreneurship.
And are you having any trouble getting the cities to allow these lemonade stands to happen?
You know, there's always the questioning eye. And when we can shift the conversation to say, you know, it's not about the lemonade.
Right.
It's about the business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just using this model of the Lemonade Day. And so, you know, we work with local chambers and health
Good.
Departments and mayor's office. And so we have a blessing early on. And, you know, they feel pretty excited. Now, there's a few of the folks that, you know, they don't quite understand.
Right.
But we're pretty persuasive.
Julie, Lemonade Day is next week, right?
National Lemonade Day is always the first Sunday of May.
First Sunday in May. And tell us how to find it online, please.
You know, we're going to, on our map, lemonadeday.org is our website, and you will see on Monday a map that kids will opt in and put where their stands
how about
are.
That?
So that you could zero in and it interacts with Google Map and
hold
go
on
right
to that
there.
Thought, Julie. Lemonadeday.org, folks. Check that out. We'll be back after these messages with Julie Eberle.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.